I'm Paul Epsom from the Victory Garden on PBS, and here's what's growing this weekend. Well, today we're talking about planting trees in your yard. A wrongly planted tree can be a disaster and end up costing you a small fortune. When planting trees in your yard, first and foremost, make sure you have enough space. Those trees will grow and they will need room to do that. Also, look around for potential obstacles like power or cable lines. Any tree that gets taller than the power lines, usually 20 feet or so, will likely to be in the way and need to be trimmed down. So I recommend going with smaller trees. One good choice would be the hybrid magnolia trees. The smaller ones usually end up getting within that 15 feet height. I also like compact crab apples. They flower beautifully in the spring and have a beautiful red fruit in the winter months. Another fruiting tree that works well is the hawthorn. Not the English ones, but some of the American varieties. Japanese maples look small in pots, but they can get fairly large as well, so be careful. Purple leaf plums, though, they're short-lived, but they do fit within that small tree range. Now, in terms of evergreens, there's lots of them out there. I particularly like the Baker's Blue Spruce. It's a good choice. It is also important to realize that some shrubs can actually get quite large. For example, viburnums and some of the larger panicled hydrangeas can easily be in the 10 to 12 foot range and certainly do a lot to fill a void. Even one of my favorites, the beautiful smoke bush, can be trained to a tree reaching 12 feet or more. So choose carefully, or you could end up spending a lot more than you planned. I'm Paul Epsom. The Victory Garden is funded by Proven Winners.